We'll start with Kevin Cummings. He has this about a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum.
It's a great musical. It's filled with the scheming slave, a dirty old man, female impersonator, an egotistical soldier, frustrated virgins, both male and female. And it proves that we're still laughing at what people thought was funny 2,000 years ago, since it's Stephen Sondheim's adaptation of the farces of the Roman playwright Plautus, who apparently was the Neil Simon of 250 BC.
See the Middlebury Community Players on stage with that play April 28th through May 7th at Town Hall Theater in Middlebury. Next is Lindy Young. She's from Montpelier. She's a local musician and singer. And she recommends the Poetry Plus poetry reading and musical event.
Danny Dover, a poet from Bethel, will be reading his poetry accompanied by music that was written by local pianists Aaron Marcus and Dorothy Robeson. The music heightened the experience of what's already sensitive and witty poetry by Dover.
See Danny Dover and the musicians on Friday, April 29th at 7:30 at Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph. Next is Florence McLeod. She is part of the group of poets in Burlington and recommends the reading on Saturday, April 30th.
Carl Sandburg said, "Poetry is an echo asking for a shadow to dance. 26 Burlington poets will read their poems in celebration of National Poetry Month."
Here are those poets in the main reading room of the Fletcher Free Library in Burlington on Saturday, April 30th from 2 until 4. Lisa Burr is an avid patron of the arts. She's from Northfield and suggests this performance at Sweet Melissa's.
The band Peace in the Valley, a fantastic group of young, talented performers. It's four students from Harwood Union High School, and they are extremely talented, and it's a great time, and I'm hoping everybody can make it.
Peace in the Valley, that band of four students from Harwood Union High School, perform at Sweet Melissa's, Langdon Street in Montpelier, on Saturday night at 9:30. Susan Presson is chair of Mount Holly Town Library, and she recommends the film called Enough to Live On, The Art of the WPA.
The film features the music, art, work, and acting that was created during this New Deal initiative. Featuring more than 70 works of art from the period, Enough to Live On tells the story of how Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal used the arts to bring a message of hope and courage to a nation suffering through the depths of the Great Depression.
That film's at 4 on Sunday, May 1st at Mount Holly School. And lastly, Cheryl Musty. She has this about the exhibit at Bennington Museum.
It's called Out of This World by Sally Gill. Her work encompasses all kinds of personal history expressed visually in collaged layers. I hope everybody gets a chance to see these. They're absolutely fabulous. Some very large format 3x4 foot pieces.
Out of This World is on display at Bennington Museum through July 10th. Visit vpr.net/arthounds